and you're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you today. We appreciate you joining us, and we want to remind you to head out onto our website at theunionedge.com. There you can not only listen live if you'd like, but you can hear all of our archived programs and segments. You can check out all of our programming that we produce here with the Union Edge. Also, some thanks out to the Teamsters, as well as the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO for their support of our program. So we have with us here on the line, as we do so very often, from the Tennessee AFL-CIO, Alyssa Hansen. Alyssa, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, Nathan. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, it's always great talking to you, getting all the updates and the latest and greatest coming out of Tennessee. Now, I understand things have been shaken up with some very recent news in terms of you have a senator down there that is decided not to run for re-election.
Yes, it has been a very, very busy political 24 hours in Tennessee. Yesterday afternoon, Senator Bob Corker announced that he is not going to run for re-election. There's been a lot of speculation, especially over the past couple weeks, whether or not he would run for a third term. But he officially announced yesterday that he is not going to run. He is done after 2018. So that's going to be very interesting for our state, and then eventually for the United States Senate once we have someone to fill his seat.
So what reasons did he give, if any?
Well, he did say his work is done, and supposedly in 2006, I believe, when he was first elected, he said he only planned to serve two terms. So what do you know, a politician who actually kept his word, you got to give him that.
Okay.
So he will be serving his full two terms, and then he's done. But again, this is a big deal. Bob Corker is by no means and has not been a friend of labor, but some of the people that we're hearing that could run for his open seat would be much less friendly even than Bob Corker. So we definitely have our work cut out for us over the next year as we look for a successor to Senator Corker.
Well, obviously a lot at stake. He may have not been a friend to labor, and that may be his legacy, it sounds like, huh? But if there's somebody else waiting in the wings that could be even more troublesome for working families, that's a real shame. And so what are things looking like? How's it shaping up in terms of the competition? Is it clear who may be running? Is there a lot of possibilities? What's the field look like?
Well, right now, of course, right after a big announcement like this, you've got all kinds of names bouncing off the wall. I think today I've heard Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn's name mentioned. Oh, gosh, we've heard Peyton Manning's name mentioned.
Oh, wow.
I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. But
okay.
On the Republican side right now, Andrew Ogles, who is the head of Americans for Prosperity here in Tennessee, he has announced that he is going to run for Senator Corker's seat. He announced that last week, I believe, actually. But he's an example of one of those people that, Senator Corker's bad, but Andrew Ogles is worse. And we really do not want to see anyone like that take that seat. There's a wonderful gentleman running on the Democratic side. His name's James Mackler. He declared his intentions to run for the seat quite a while ago. But he's been out there fundraising. So again, we're waiting to see what other names pop up. But we're hoping that we make some progress with this seat. And, that even if a Republican does win it again, that it's someone that we can work with. Unfortunately, we didn't have that kind of relationship with Senator Corker. But, like I said, we're hoping that his successor, whoever that may be, is someone that has the door open a little more to labor and is more willing to hear the concerns of working families.
Now, you mentioned a candidate that's with the Americans for Prosperity. Remind us of who they are.
Oh, goodness. Oh, where do I begin?
yes.
There's too much to
in
say
a nutshell,
about that.
Can you sum them up in a nutshell?
No, they are a very, very, very far-right, mean-spirited, well, I don't want to get too hard on them, group that pushes a lot of the ALEC legislation that we see in Tennessee. The past couple years, they've been the ones behind the bills banning payroll dues deduction or putting limits on collective bargaining rights. So pretty much anytime there's a bad bill in Tennessee, we have a pretty good idea of who's behind it. But again, that's why when we heard that Andrew Ogles would be running, you know, our organization was particularly concerned because, you know, the group that he heads up right now, they are nothing but bad news for working families, and we don't need someone with those interests taking Senator Corker's seat.
Well, I think, you know, we should say that they may call themselves Americans for Prosperity, but it may be prosperity for the few, but certainly not the many, and certainly not working families. Now, you did mention that there was a good candidate in Horizon, James Mackler, if I got that right, a Democrat. You said
yes.
He was already put his hat in the ring, but obviously the dynamics of this race have changed for him. What sort of things has he been talking about in terms of his agenda for the people of Tennessee?
Oh, well, James Mackler has been phenomenal. We actually had him as a speaker at our 30th biennial convention last month. And we love what we've heard from him so far. He's all about standing up for working families. He's a veteran, I believe. Don't know too much about him, but have heard him speak. And again, he's a wonderful candidate. Really has our values and our interests at heart and at the forefront of his campaign. And, you know, we would be thrilled to see him, you know, take Senator Corker's seat. Again, he's the only Democrat right now who has announced plans to run for the seat. So we'll just see, again, what other names pop up, you know, over the next few months before we make an endorsement at some point next year. But again, you know, right now that's our pick, you know, of the two. But again, you know, we'll see what other names come up. Hopefully we'll have a few more friends of labor in the running and see if we can turn that seat.
Well, excellent. Well, regardless, this does offer an opportunity for a fresh start for you with whoever ends up winning that seat. And I'm sure you're going to be doing all you can to make sure that labor's voice is heard down there in Tennessee in that state. And we'll look forward to hearing how that moves forward for you. Now, I know you had something else coming up here for you, that there is a convention going to be taking place in Nashville, not necessarily one that you would have welcomed, I assume.
No, we will be attending this, but in a different sort of way, which I'll get to. Alex, so that's obviously, as we all know, is the American Legislative Exchange Council. They will be holding their annual policy summit in Nashville in early December. So, you know, happy holidays to us, right?
not exactly the gift you asked for, but go ahead.
Not at all. But yep. But no, they will be holding their policy summit here, and fortunately, the Central Labor Council here in Nashville is already in the early planning stages of getting the logistics in order for an action to take place while the group is here. You know, as we talked about a little while ago, you know, these ALEC boilerplate bills are horrible. They're cookie cutter bills that pop up in all 50 states. And they are never intended to help working families. So we're looking forward to working with the CLC here in Nashville to stand up and make sure that ALEC legislators know that, you know, what they do and how they operate is not okay. And that, you know, prosperity, as you said earlier, prosperity for the few is not equal to prosperity for everyone. So we're going to let them know that we know what all they're all about. And we're watching, and enough is enough.
Well, and you know, I think there still is, you know, the matter of education going around, you know, that their name sounds so, you know, sounds so innocuous, right? There's nothing threatening about that, right? Well, it is extremely threatening to working families, as we know all too well with these bills that they spread about like so much, well, you know, around the country and managed to unfortunately get passed. But bringing attention and bringing, it's great to hear that your CLC there is doing the job of making sure that the voice of working families is being heard on the issues that they are, you know, addressing and you know, their attacks on working families down there.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head with the name. You know, the CLC discussed it at its meeting a couple weeks ago. And, you know, most people said that, you know, we know who ALEC is or what ALEC is, and we know what they're all about. But a lot of the rank and file members really don't know. You know, kind of like you alluded to, the name doesn't sound all that menacing if you don't know. So the CLC has been working to just sharing information, letting people know, especially the ones who may not be familiar, you know, what ALEC is all about, and, you know, making sure that we can get as many of our affiliates and our labor members to come out on the day that we have the action to make our voice heard and let them know that, you know, you may be having your policy summit here, but that does not mean, you know, we're any, you know, we're happy about it. So again, you know, we're doing our part to educate our members and get them ready for this action.
Well, and you know, this may be their gift in a way to your neck of the woods for the holidays, but you could certainly give them a gift back, right? In your own way, right? So, and I understand that the Koch brothers, we should mention, are two of the individuals, right, that support ALEC, right? And we've heard a bit about them in the past, right?
Oh, yes, that's absolutely right. And again, you know, that's part of the education we're doing right now with our members is, you know, letting people know what they're all about. And again, that, you know, it is bad. It's just bad. That's pretty much all we can really say to people.
Well, and a lot of big money, a lot of corporate money, right? Being funneled into this.
Big business, nothing positive for working families. So like I said, we're going to do our part to get our members ready and let them know what ALEC's all about and that they need to be stopped.
Well, we should all thank you for being standing up and being on the front lines against ALEC coming up here late this year. So all the best to you with that work that you're doing. So we're coming down of our time here, Alyssa, but anything else coming up on the horizon there in Tennessee that we should be looking out for that we'll want to hear from you as things move forward?
Oh, we always have things we're working on here. No, right now that's the really big thing on the horizon. So it's not an election year. You know, our political news is a little slow, except for Senator Corker's announcement yesterday.
Okay.
But again, you know, the next thing is we'll be looking at 2018 and making our endorsements probably in the spring, late spring, early summer.
Okay.
And helping to get working family-friendly candidates elected.
Excellent. So, Alyssa, tell us if people want to find out more about what the Tennessee FL-CIO is doing and what's all your organizing coming up for this ALEC convention. What do they need to do? Where do they need to go?
Well, there's three things you can do. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, and our handle is @TNAFLCIO. And you can also check out our website, and that address is www.tnaflcio.org.
Great. Always remember, at the Union Edge, keep us in the loop here with everything you're doing on social media. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Nathan. Appreciate it.
I was Alyssa Hansen with the Tennessee AFL-CIO. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.